This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The fallout continues from the Swiss National Bank's decision to stop pegging its currency to the euro. 1.2 francs for every 1 euro had been the ratio that many players in the currency markets took as gospel. But when the Swiss Central Bank removed that backstop yesterday, man, oh man, did things get crazy. The franc soared as much as 40% against the euro, shocking traders who were betting that wouldn't happen. As Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports, banks and brokerage firms were left holding the bag.
Boris Schlossberg spent much of today wondering if he'll be able to access the money in the accounts of his brokerage firm. He both researches foreign currencies at BK Asset Management and trades in them.
The amount of money that these brokers have lost is so much that they actually literally don't have enough capital to stay in business.
Because brokerage firms place trades on behalf of their customers like Schlossberg. And in the currency market, those trades might be really big, but the customer might only have to put down a very small fraction as a deposit.
What that means in layman's terms, basically, is that you need to just put down $2 to control 100.
That's leverage. Big returns if things work out, big losses if they don't. Some brokers are left covering those losses when their clients can't pay, so a handful are now raising the alarm about their own financial health. Banks can suffer losses, too. Nick Benenbrook is head of foreign exchange strategy at Wells Fargo.
Some of the other institutions within the financial markets are going to be still suffer losses, but be better placed to absorb the kind of difficulties that we're facing.
Benenbrook doesn't expect the franc's ripple effects to spread very far. But in situations like this, uncertainty in one market can spread to the next, says Kevin Jakes, a professor at Baldwin Wallace University, and perhaps also to companies working across different currencies.
And so this kind of volatility in exchange rates can also be problematic for some of our multinational corporations, even if they're not financial companies.
If you're a Swiss company, your goods just got more expensive overnight, which was exactly what the Swiss National Bank was trying to prevent by pegging its currency to the euro in the first place. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.